It's the perfect place to raise sled dogs, in the woods about an hour and a half north of Anchorage, just outside the tiny town of Willow. That's where musher Dee Dee Jonro breeds, trains, and lives with her dogs, all 80 of them. Jonro is one of the foremost female mushers competing in the Iditarod. Her career spans 3 decades. This will be her 30th race. She says her dogs have had a lot to do with her success. Every dog is important, she says, but it's critical to have a good leader.
Good leaders pick themselves. They're the ones that see the task at hand, take to it, and they want to please, but they have that independence that, you know, they kind of can make decisions on their own as well. They evolve.
This year, her lead dog is Omnistar.
Omnistar is an Alaskan Husky. He weighs between 49 and 52 pounds. And this will be his 6th Iditarod. He's 8 years old.
The lanky husky, the color of creme brulee, is named after a Pokemon character, along with the rest of his litter. He's a far cry from a classic husky. He has longer legs than you would expect, and
he's got beautiful brown eyes, and his ears, one stands up really pretty straight, and the other one kind of folds over a little bit. His legs are long, his back is long. He's almost deer-like.
He's also quieter than the other dogs, rarely barks, and when he sees Jonro, he delicately rests his front paws up onto her shoulders and hugs her, almost like a human.
Very, very, very sweet.
But Jonro says he also has another side.
He can be very, very, very much of a knothead, which a leader has to be. A leader has to have a little bit of rebellion in them, a little bit of, I'm doing it my way. If they don't have that self-esteem, that confidence that, you know, I'm always right kind of a thing, it's hard to get them to lead in difficult situations.
Like when it's icy, or when they encounter another dog team, or a moose, or when the going just gets tough. It was a situation like that when Jonro first noticed Omnistar had potential to lead in the final stretch of an Iditarod several years back.
We left Unalakleet and we were headed over to Shaktulik, and now we had less dogs that were really sure what was going on, and he was pulling really hard in swing. And then I moved him over to lead to see if he would pull as strongly in lead. And in fact, he took to it really well.
6 Iditarods later, Omnistar is set to lead Jonro's team to the 2012 finish, something she says has to do with breeding and luck.
Yeah, I've been working on it a long time. I really have, and I think this is a gorgeous team, just beautiful. Now we'll have to see what the racetrack gives us.
Now it's time to exercise the dogs.
Omnistar, come here, buddy.
Jonro gets out the booties.
Come here, that's my boy.
She pulls on the harnesses and starts hooking them up. She puts Omnistar in the lead. He sits patiently while Jonro connects the rest of the team. The other dogs can't stay still. They're pacing and pulling, yelping and whining. Their barking reaches a fever pitch until it's time to go. The team quiets down and they follow Omnistar down the trail. In Willow, I'm Daisha Eaton.